is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Who's got my chubbies?
We'll give them back
Who's
to you
got
later.
Them?
We'll give them back to you later.
Give them?
We'll give them back to you later.
Give them.
Give them back to you later. We'll give them back to you later.
It's ridiculous.
We'll give them back. This is not the time.
I've been asking for a week.
I understand.
Somebody stole my chubbies.
I borrowed your chubbies. And I asked you.
They're the key lime pie green ones, too.
Yes. They fit me great.
Give them back.
I'm Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
They're my chubbies now.
We try our best to like keep, you know, some of our personal like spats out of the podcast, and I can't believe you were recording that.
I think
it's unprofessional that we leave that in.
No, but this is actually a good point because we haven't done this in a while. Guys, is there anything that we need to bring to the table? Just we need to squash the beef now.
Yep.
So Panda, you're usually the one that has the
beef.
Yeah,
it's usually you, Panda.
It's usually you. You hold the stuff in.
Guys, I didn't want to talk about it. But whoever keeps flipping the toilet roll the wrong way, it's an over instead of the under situation.
You want it under?
No, I don't want it
no,
under. But you
whoever
guys keep,
puts it under can kick rocks.
And but somebody here is doing it, and I would like you guys to stop.
Yeah, I'm with Panda on this one. I didn't say anything, but I'm here for this conversation.
Dan, what else? What do you have?
You know, you come in some days. And the trash is just overflowing. And it is all Spink's big ass cups and Fiji water bottles. And for the love of everything good and decent, like what's it gonna take?
Yeah.
For us to get the trash out of here? And who's just stuffing it full? Stuffing the ballot box with plastic that could be recycled.
Hey Dan.
Yeah, buddy.
I feel like that could be you.
No, I throw my stuff on the floor.
He does do that too. But that's only when the trash overflows. That's only when the trash overflows.
It's a mystery is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got a couple of things.
I thought you might, Trace.
So, first up, on February 1st of last year, Dan, you called me Trissy.
Did I?
Not again.
I called you Trissy a year ago.
Yes.
To the day almost.
To the day almost.
And why are you just now bringing this up?
Panda.
Yeah.
Last March 19th.
Yes.
You called me Trissy as well. And I don't know if it was a bit that you guys got together and said, hey, throughout the year. Because again, Dan, February 1st, April 2nd, September 19th, October 4th, November 21st. December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you called me Trissy.
So,
Panda?
I just want to be clear.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have not mentioned this once until right now, but you wrote down all the dates?
Why do you call me Trissy?
Why haven't you brought it up?
Just tell me, is it a bit?
Occasionally, we throw it out there.
And yes, we're looking for a response.
We're just trying to build a relationship.
We're trying to build the bridge. You've been a little distant.
I've been distant.
That's right. You just sit over there in your corner, and you don't really ever interact with us.
Yeah, but maybe it's because some people are calling me Trissy, and I feel like you guys don't care.
But you've been this way for a decade, Trace.
What do you mean a decade?
Yeah, you know
you've
what you've
never
been
not like been very like congenial.
Fine, you want to go there?
Yes.
August 4th, 2008. Dan? I told you that I liked you, and you said, hey, here's my big-ass drink. Please throw it in the trash and take the trash out on your way out. How do you think that makes Trissy feel? Tracy,
okay, you just
that's
called,
on me.
You called yourself Trissy.
You've got me all kamboozled.
Guys, I got nothing. You guys are all... fantastic.
Thank
I'm just
thank
happy
you
to be here.
Glad to hear it.
I invited all of you to the toilet bowl Christmas party at Pitsy's, and all of you RSVP'd yes and did not come. We all get a toilet seat and we put it around our necks and we decorate it with Expo markers, and there's a contest, and you guys were supposed to be there.
Sorry, Wrigley.
And you didn't show up.
You know who did show up?
Trissy showed up.
Tracy.
It's Tracy.
She showed up.
That's right.
You guys didn't.
That's true.
Too fancy for a toilet bowl Christmas party, huh?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Fancy smancy.
Yeah, I am not ever going to come to that.
Real butlers over there.
All right, guys. Are you ready?
Yes. I wonder why people don't like the wind calls the hearts. I don't get
people
it.
People don't like understand. The wind calls the hearts. This know, is news to me. do you guys know the name of this episode? Think about the context clues. Think about what happened in the episode.
Heart of a champion.
What?
Open heart.
You look. I did. You I did little look. Thinker. You can't do that.
I can't look?
No, you're not allowed.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down the name. Is that cheating?
Yeah.
Yes. That is the definition of cheating.
Well, no. I'm going to put it in our newsletter. Okay. Panda Cheats.
Okay, fine.
When did it air?
February.
You moron. It's March 11th, 2018, and I want a little something like this. The town starts to freak out because of the bank situation. Remember that?
Yep.
And they press Abigail for answers. Luckily, Bill is there to put people back in their place. Jack tells Elizabeth that he has to leave again to do something, a surprise. She's suspicious, but you know, Jack, you can't be in too many scenes at once. Elizabeth has some girls' time, and she says she's worried about Jack. He's been a little bit distant, and he won't talk about war. She's like, why won't this man talk about war? Why won't he outline all the people he killed? I don't understand. Sophia is still around. Remember her? That bums Lee out because that means that he doesn't get a real breakfast. Because Rosemary's too busy. Yeah. Abigail goes to ask Gowan for help because he knows rich people. And he's like, I'll see what I can do. The kids start to worry about Elizabeth getting married because a rumor starts that when teachers get married, they don't come back to teach because they'll be too busy having babies. Turns out Jack just went out of town to go ask Elizabeth's dad for his approval to marry his daughter. Better late than never. And the dad's like, I don't know if you're the right fit for Elizabeth. And he's like, I'm going to do it regardless. And he's like, sounds like you're the right fit. So Jack comes back into town on horseback. Elizabeth jumps on that horse. And they're having a wonderful time.
Did you say horse?
Abigail gets all of the merchants.
Least you could do is just keep your potty mouth shut.
Yeah.
You won't wear a potty around your head.
Abigail.
Potty mouth, but no potty head.
Abigail gets all the merchants.
Hypocrite.
To agree to extend credit to the townsfolk, and she says, I'll sell that plot of land to pay you back. And I was under the impression that that plot of land was sold to the railroad people, but that's neither here nor there. Elizabeth tells Jack that she wants to know about war. How many people did you kill? What was it like murdering somebody, seeing their lights slowly fade from their eyes? Tell me about it, please. He's like, no, it's not for you to know. And she's like, successful couples tell everybody, tell each other everything. Are you on board with that? And he's like, I guess so. But they get interrupted when they find out that Abigail needs their help. Turns out, doesn't really need that much help. It's just wedding planning stuff. It's becoming a huge ordeal, and so Jack comes up with a wild idea. Let's elope. But then one of the kids goes missing because he's sad that Elizabeth and Jack are going to get married, and Elizabeth is going to go missing. And they realize that people care about them, so they should actually do the wedding the way that they thought they were going to. Wedding's back on, everybody, is what I'm trying to get at. Sophia ends up leaving town to go to San Francisco thanks to Carson getting rid of her. And that, my friends, was
Wedding Calls the Heart.
Open Heart.
Open for business.
Open for business.
Yeah.
Love that episode.
Yeah, we did it.
We did do it. Let's take a quick break, and we will break this episode down. 4 segments here on Deck the Hallmark. What?
I love it.
Yo, we're back.
Yo, it's your boy Brand. We're back here on Deck the Hallmark.
Why are you talking like that?
You came in hot with yo.
Yeah, I always do.
That's right.
Guys, let's break this episode down. Open heart. Jack's back. Kids are sad. Sophia's here. Then she's not. Let's do the hot take. Panda, what do you think about this episode?
Yeah, so this episode's it happened. Mm-hmm. Here's what I liked about this episode. I liked, I think it's fun to see the town come together because they love Jack and Elizabeth so much. And, that's fun. yeah, not a lot else happens in this episode. And we have got no resolution, it seems like, with the bank. Just people are in credit, or maybe that we did get resolution and that's it, because that's the whole plot. That's the whole kit and caboodle right there. And who knows? And probably it ultimately doesn't matter, because we know we have another 4 or 5 seasons of this and the town's not in any sort of danger ever. And nothing of consequence is going to happen. We're just sitting around waiting for Jack to die. So
aren't we all waiting for death, though?
Yeah. I've never felt my mortality more than watching When Calls the Heart.
No. Sometimes, you know, in Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, where he drinks the wrong cup at the end.
And you've chosen.
That's what I feel like is happening while I watch that show.
I think that Elizabeth could watch the light. How did you put the light?
Fade slowly from
somebody's eyes, but just watching us watch When Calls the Heart. Because very similar reaction.
Yeah, I think the best way to describe this episode is as a disappointment. Because I feel like we have things that we can, you know, touch on here, right?
Yeah.
Like, in this,
trying to participate.
Back off, boy. This episode, we still haven't gotten away from the whole evens don't matter, odds matter. Well, this is an even episode, and it doesn't matter. Next episode's gonna matter big boy times. The even episodes just get us to the odds.
Yep.
And the odds wrap everything up.
Yep.
And it's just, that's a bummer to me. Just really quickly, in case you missed it. One, Sophia came and she's gone now. And I guess the only point of her coming into town in the first place is to make, what's her name, jealous?
Grace.
I think that's it.
Faith.
Faith, yeah.
Then what happened here is wedding is on, then let's elope. Wedding's back to where it came from. And no bank resolution. As of right now, it's just let's give people credit.
Credit.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's baby. It.
That's a bummer, because there is something with the bank. You could do something. You could do something more than let's give credit. You could do something more than that. I don't know, man. It was a bummer. But next week is an odd number week, which means it's going to be a banger of an episode.
And I'm
going to
be back on board.
I'm here for it. Dano?
I just don't understand. Like, James Brolin gets off the stage and he's like, I'm here to dispense justice.
Main justice.
It's going to be the trial of the century. And that's, he never shows back up.
Never shows.
It's the biggest mystery.
Guys, very rarely is When Calls the Heart not my least favorite 42 minutes of the week. And this week was no exception. Mm. It was, once again, meeting the standard of awful.
And you pooped your pants this week.
I did. Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
In one 42-minute time swap.
That's right. That's right.
You pooped your pants twice.
I did.
You went through two.
And I just said, I'm just going to sit here in it.
Yeah. And that was still better, preferred for you.
Yes.
Interesting.
100%. It's terrible. It's bad television. None of it makes sense. Even the Jack stuff isn't good this week. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's really, really bad. Really, really bad television.
We get to see her grab her and pull her up on a horse.
Okay.
So, you watch your mouth. It's time for all the feels part of the show. We talk about what in this episode gave us feels. Panda.
I had a feel of dread, and it was triggering. It was really interesting. I don't say that lightly.
Oh, I know. I'm going to have
Hamilton.
The same one. Yes.
I saw Hamilton. I went, oh, no.
And I was like,
oh. I started twitching a little bit. I sat there. I was like, oh, no. I guess the only good news, and I had equally good feels to know that was a one-off.
Yeah.
I felt relief, like absolute and total overly.
As soon as he got there, I was like, "There's going to be like a whole thing. We're going to stay know in town."
I was sick to my stomach.
Oh.
I was like, "This is because now what's going to be otherwise a miserable 42 minutes is going to feel like an incredibly slow, that's miserable right. 42 yeah, minutes." Yeah. But thankfully, that did not come about, and so we were. It's fine.
I think that the kid who goes running away,
he's a cutie.
That's what I'm saying.
He's adorable.
He's the most adorable kid that Wind Calls the Heart has to offer, yes. And I'm happy we're finally giving him the time of day. Instead of
Franklin?
Bruno. Roger.
Roger.
Robert.
Robert. Instead of Robert. Robert can go kick rock.
Yes.
Yes.
Robert, we need to make a shirt.
Robert.
Just says Robert can go kick rocks.
Robert can go kick rocks. I don't care about that kid. This kid is a little cutie patootie, and we finally did something with him. Instead,
yeah. It's the cheeks,
usually,
man.
Usually this kid's just in the background, just like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So it was nice to give like the kids that we care about something instead of Robert. Oh, Robert adorable. Can go kick rocks.
Robert can go kick rocks. He's no good.
Yeah, he's no good. Scoundrel. No good scoundrel.
That's right.
Dan?
No.
All right, let's go to a break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Homer. Robert can go kick rocks.
He can kick rocks. Mm-hmm. And we're hearing in the chat, he doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, boy.
Is he still a student in the year of our Lord 2022?
Probably on the sawmill now, right?
Has he failed all those grammar tests all those years? Still bullying people?
He's still doing snail pranks. One of these days, this snail is going
land.
To...
It's going to land.
Going to just crush.
It's going to be great.
Going to crush.
Good kids.
It's time for
good
Wait What's Smart Show. We talk about what in this episode of When Girls Heart gave us to Wait What's. Panda, what you got?
I am at a loss as to... I'm concerned that when Coastal Heart doesn't understand.
I'm sorry. Robert's a Mountie?
No way. No.
No way.
No.
That's what's wrong with that country.
Can't even say Canada or
no,
what?
No. They're trademarked. We pay have to pay Canada.
Robert being a Mountie makes me feel like we're all more unsafe than we were before.
Absolutely.
Is that exactly no good? Right. No.
Maybe he changes.
No way. No.
It's a redemption arc, and
once,
I like
once
it.
Once a robber, you're always a robber.
That's right.
Dan, you know a lot about economics. You teach economics, or at least you used to.
I've taught economics for years.
Micro, yes. Macro, just give it to me.
I want to make, is the credit solution they are offering, is that workable? They're making everybody extend credit.
So here is, this is kind of dominoing into my biggest wait what, but we can do it together, which is great.
Okay, great.
So credit works just fine as long as the person doesn't extend it past what they know that they're going to get back, and as long as the cash flow comes back.
Right.
Here is the problem. It's not that everyone is on credit. It is the problem is that I don't know how many times I have to say this. Guys, the money is gone. This whole I'm working on a solution thing
is that non-existent.
Abigail puts out there. They say at the beginning of the episode that the bank manager went and it didn't work. All the money is gone. The bank is not insured. The government can't get involved.
Right.
All of the money that's supposed to be there instead of credit does not exist. Unless Abigail wins the Powerball somewhere,
right?
They can't get the money back. So knowing that, credit is not going to work out.
Well, and this leads me to the other one, which was when she sits there and she says, Gowan, you know rich people, it matters nothing. You're just bringing in somebody else. No. And who's going to float? Like, there's nothing to float. There's no leverage here. There's nothing that you...
No.
You're just out of luck. No, you have no money.
The only solution to this is you get the bank dude's ledgers that shows how much money was in everyone's account, and then someone decides to donate all of that money.
Or buy the bank out, right?
But if they buy the bank out, then they're just funding it with their own money.
Right.
There is no world where they get their money back in the 19 teens or 20s without someone being a benevolent benefactor. That's it.
That's what Gowan's trying to get.
That could get better is if
but
someone.
But who's going to. But they receive no tangible benefit for helping
the
account
out. It would be out of the goodness of their heart. It would not be. The money is gone. G-O-N-E, gone. It is not the 1940s or 50s.
Like
the
yesterday.
Money, gone.
Like Frank Sinatra.
Gone. the only other one.
Elvis and his mom?
Gone.
God.
Switchfoot. What a play.
Like Al Pacino's
cash. Are we
old
enough to wow, you really doing it now.
Nothing lasts. You're like,
man, finally a Switchfoot reference. I'm here. Let's lock and load, baby. Yeah, I just, it's gone. There's no, gone. There isn't a federal deposit insurance corporation. Like there isn't, you know, right now banks are federally insured up to $250,000 per account. Not the case. It is a wildcat bank. It's done. It's gone.
Huh.
Frank Sinatra.
Pan, you got any more?
No, that's my biggest one.
Listen, y'all.
Yo, it's your boy, Brand. Listen up, y'all.
Abigail, stop planning the wedding. Stop. The town is falling apart. You do not have to be at this wedding meetings. Stop. It's a bad look. It's a bad, we can all agree, right?
It's not great look.
The town's falling apart and she's in there going, well, baby, we should do.
I've never seen
stop.
A group of people that care less about impoverished people in danger of not being able to eat at night.
Yeah.
Than the group of people planning this wedding.
Did that kid's old teacher die? I just want to get you that, where I'm going.
They're playing catch.
They're playing catch. And he's like, my teacher, when she got married, he doesn't just say that she didn't come back to teach, didn't come back. She said, we never saw her again. We never saw her again. And I do have a theory that Robert killed her.
That checks out. You know why? Because Robert can go kick rocks.
So Carson has a buddy in San Francisco. They're shaping this city. It's going to be the next big boy
well,
city.
The reason they're having to shape it is because of the earthquake, which was, I believe, 1906.
Right.
It was, like, devastating.
Yes.
So they're still rebuilding some 10 years later.
So this is the future of San Francisco. And what they decide to do is hire an architect just because Carson said so.
That's right. You heard it here first.
Carson called in a favor hey, I got somebody. She's good. Take my word for it. This is the future of San Francisco.
That's right. But just your boy Carson's got
to. We don't need to see her work. We don't need to see anything.
Don't send any blueprints our way.
Has she ever, like, architect did a whole city?
No.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Carson says she's good for it.
Talking about pulling in some credit. Holy cow.
Yeah, maybe my guy Carson could get the money. Anybody think? He's got guys up there playing the cities and just calling him favors. That was wild to me.
Yep.
She's never done this before. She doesn't have anything to prove that she can do it.
But you know what? I like that they're giving a rookie a chance.
Absolutely. You know? I'm for that.
The thing is they could only have her for two episodes. So, you know, Carson knows a guy.
The amount of two-episode
stints
is wild.
So wild. Remember back in the day when Andrew Walker was there and was shady?
With that mustache?
Oh, my gosh. That was
Emmy
great.
Award-winning gosh. Compared to what's going on right now.
Dan?
Yeah, so I do love that all the rich people are telling all the poor people to calm down about there's no money in the bank. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. Like, because the wealthy people, you know, have like capital and equity and stuff, and real easy for them to be like, settle down, everyone. but it is weird that we start this episode with Abigail saying that the bank manager, who is also Rick Fitch in a Mystery 101, he went to, you know, the last episode's like a cliffhanger. He leaves. He's like, I'm going to go try to get a loan. And then we don't hear from him. Instead, Abigail's just like, he didn't get the loan. But then we see, and I want to make sure we understand this correctly, that he's back in town hiding out in his house.
Yep.
Why?
Well, you got to hide somewhere.
Why did he go back to Hope Valley?
That's a good spot.
That is a great question.
Where everyone hates you?
Home is where the heart is.
Not for a banker who's lost everyone's money. The bank is closed. Yep. There is no money. He doesn't have a job. The last place on earth he should be is in Hope Valley under any circumstance.
This is what I'll say. He invested in Doge. And yes, we are low right now. But he's saying is, guys, we got to hold.
Yeah.
We got to hold. We got to buy low. We got to hold.
At one point, Gallen slinks on over to Lee to ask for promotion. And he says, listen, all I'm asking is for a fair shot. Sir, you have had more fair, like, I don't know someone who's done the things that you have done that's gotten off on time served when they've served no time. And you are, there is no one that owes you anything.
You lost your fair shot when you murdered half the town.
Half the town. But lastly, I got to be honest, as someone, and you probably have both experienced this, yep, but I know you have. Elizabeth makes the bold move of promising children that she is going to be the teacher of Hope Valley as long as they're around.
Yep.
I'm here to tell you that does not go well. If you're a youth minister, teacher, coach, it is not a smart move to play that card to sate the fears of a youngster.
No.
Bad idea. It will come back and it will not be pretty.
Yep.
You don't do it. You don't say it.
This is why when I was a youth pastor, once a month I would throw a going away party for myself.
That's right.
Then next week I'd be back and I'd be like, guys, the money came through. We're good. Good for another month. So that's always a good way to play it. You always want to just like...
The amount of times I had people who told me that when I was growing up, like, oh, no, I'm not going to...
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not going nowhere. Yeah. They're almost always on the way.
You're fine to like say how much you love the place kind of intimate love it if you were here for the next whatever, but to say it...
That I am not going... that's a bold move.
That's a bold move, Elizabeth. And I know times were different back then, and where would she go? But who knows?
That's why I always tell my daughter, too. I was like, may stick around, don't know. Maybe I won't.
That's right.
Wow.
I end each day by telling... Yeah.
Well, now you're just a bad father.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
I see that now.
Mm-hmm. I always tell my son, there's a good chance I won't be here no more. There's a good chance I will be, too.
Man. You guys took it a different direction than I thought you would.
Guys, let's talk about hopes and valleys. We talk about the things in this episode that gives hope for the future and or bumming us out. Panda?
I hope that they develop, now that they've committed to this is the way Gowan's going to be, I hope that they take him into this direction where he is going to be a good guy, but like with a really tough streak in him where he still keeps his old contacts and he is morally ambiguous, but like with the heart of gold kind of thing, but like you don't want to cross him. And I hope they kind of turn him into kind of like where Bill is. Bill is, you know, a good guy, but he's kind of mean.
Yeah, man,
and
I love Bill.
You're
I freaking love Bill.
Is that Gowan turns into Bill.
Ooh. Well,
this show needs more of this Bill.
Bill Avery.
Bill and Gowan, I just think, would be a good tag team. And maybe they send them out on missions, and they're almost like a cop, buddy cop group. That would be my hope. My valley is, we're just ticking down the days to the sads. Where Jack going, and I love him. Will I cry when he dies?
Stay tuned to find out.
I don't know, maybe.
Man, my hope is that San Francisco will turn out good.
Yep.
I've heard good things about the city, and so I think it does. And I think Sophie is too.
Great.
My bummer is...
Valley.
My valley. I would have liked them to just... personally, I'm Team Elope in this situation.
Yes.
Mm.
Yep. So I'm kind of bummed that we got to do more planning. We got more planning. Mm. I was happy.
I think next week's the wedding.
You think next week is the wedding?
Remember, it's an odd boy.
It's a big episode.
It's a wedding.
It's a
wedding up.
I'm not going to do a wedding on an even.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. A wedding's next week. I'm all in. It's next week.
Weddings every weekend.
That in the fall.
Dan?
You know, in Little Mermaid, when Ariel finally gets her wish and becomes like human and has legs and stuff.
Yeah.
But then she doesn't have a voice. She's cursed to not be able to speak. Yeah. I want that to happen to the entire wedding planning party. And my valley is that it's not going
to
happen.
What do you want them to get?
I want them to not be able to speak anymore.
Right, I understand.
Because
already have legs.
But I just want them. I just want that to inflict them.
I see. Okay.
Interesting. That's it.
Love it. Pocket watch, no.
Shepherd's pie, no. We had a lot of other food talk, but not that.
That's roast right.
Chili, some, Jack's chili.
Robber jerk meter from zero to Brandon Kaiser, I believe, is the ranking.
I didn't see him much this episode, so I'm going to go with a 2, which is a Ryan Hollingsworth, who is a really kind dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little bit bigger, 4, mainly because he planted in the mind of 4? The youngster.
Give me a 4.
I'm gonna. It was my friend Anna growing up. She was always a little snarky, and she could pick on some people from time to time. But overall, we got along pretty well.
You had a female friend.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Good on you. Yeah. I'm also going to Jim Thompson, the better of the Thompson, but he also likes the banjo. And those things are tough.
How dare you call him the better of the Thompsons?
Well, I think we can all agree.
Yeah, especially since he plays banjo.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I mean,
that's
come
fair.
On.
That's fair.
Love you, brother.
You're not listening. And Smolder.
Yeah. Really low. I mean, you know.
One he looked two. Good on a horse.
You know, so 3.5?
Yeah, I think 3.5
is good. I have a 2.
Okay. Wow.
It wasn't bad.
2 is bad.
It was non-existent.
So that's not bad?
It's just neutral. It's like a non-entity. It's non-existent.
Interesting. Okay. Who do we got today for the What's Calling My Heart?
What's Calling My Heart? Hello at deathandhallmark.com. You can tell us what's calling your heart. This is our last email from before Christmas. We do have a couple more in the can from 2022. However, you want to get in. You want to get your email in before Jack dies or when Jack dies. Now's the time. Hello at deathandhallmark.com. This is from Brandy. Hey, boys. What's calling my heart right now is Christmas lights.
Yeah,
make Brand sad over here. I love seeing houses lit up at this time of year or any time, if I'm being honest. Me that too. And telling Northerners to bless their hearts and them not getting the message. I started listening to Hallmark podcast last year around March when things really hit the fan for me. I checked out a few podcasts before finding you guys. I was looking for snark, not fawning fans, and the Hallmark Hall of Shame had ended before it got to better quality equipment. Right? Their episode on the movie Like Cats and Dogs was just crazy. I was truly overjoyed to find your podcast because it was a solid mix of snark and love, humor and review, and just all around silliness. I love Randy in the Grass, Rig, and that bit with all the reviewer family whose name is not coming to mind right now.
Oh, the Strawberry Family?
Strawberry Family. Yeah. And even your probably underachieving producer, Tracy. Tracy, she spells it a couple ways. She probably changes spelling based on mood. Let's be honest. Bless her little heart.
Accurate.
So, Holly, you're not wrong when you spelled Tracy with an E. You boys call my heart on the regular, and I rarely drive anywhere by myself without your pod on play. I thoroughly love listening to Daniel's misery over the shows and movies. He is a stronger version of my takes on Hallmark, and I regularly play Spot the Serial Killer, and I often find myself saying aloud, I feel that about some of Panda's awkward moments. And I admire Brand's cheerful goodness. I don't know how I could have made it through the past year without you guys. I lost my mother in May, and things have been pretty gray this year since, and listening to your rambunctious antics and hearing y'all talk about South Carolina has been awesome. Both of my parents are from SC, met at Clemson, and I have family in the upstate.
Wow.
I honestly never expected to hear the names Carowinds or Pumpkin Town on a podcast, but it gave me a bit, a big old hit of nostalgia, and I love it. Sorry, Daniel, and I'm totally here for it. Much love, Brandy. P.S. I'm probably going to email again at some point, but until I do, hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and any other holidays you can find to celebrate, because this is a season for finding joy in dark times. That is a fantastic email, Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy.
We're
take the day off.
Sorry about your mom, but thrilled that we were able to bring a little bit of joy.
It's true.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Fantastic.
No love. Doubt, no doubt.
Man, we got to go back and listen to Rainy in the Grass, because for the life of me, I know that we sent him out, and I know, but I don't know what his voice was. I don't know what it was. I don't know why we sent him out. I don't know what happened when he was gone, and I don't know anything else.
I don't either.
But it was,
it was.
That was 2019.
January.
We were in Panda's basement.
No. Yep. No. Randy in the Grass was office number 2.
Randy in the Grass was Panda's basement. I'm all in on it. Panda's basement.
I think Randy.
And we can go back and listen to the best of.
I think Randy in the Grass was not. It was when we moved office in the office centers, office center, office number 2.
No. Randy in the Grass was Panda's basement. I'm telling you.
It's bold.
Early on.
Yeah, I think it was around then too.
Yeah,
it was. All right, we'll see. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, Merry Christmas!
One time.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.